It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we get an update on items influencing the markets here this week. First of all, it seems like we've been talking about this every day, and the markets have been really watching the planting progress throughout the corn and soybean belts, haven't they?
They really have. Planting progress still continues to be very slow, and of course that's the big thing. Everybody's watching what the net result of it will be. I don't know, but for now, it's certainly got the corn market pretty excited, and as of yesterday, a little bit of a damper on the beans. We saw corn up pretty strong and beans more or less steady.
I read a news story yesterday morning that said one analyst had said, you know, no matter how fast we get the rest of the crop into the ground, he was predicting that we were going to be under baseline for our averages. Do you think it's that extreme, Roy?
I don't really think so. You know, the big thing will be the rainfall this summer, and if we get plenty of rain and at the right time, why, the corn will come on awfully fast. How we may have taken a little off of the very top end of the yield for people that go for 200 to 240 bushel per acre, but I think in general, especially in dry land eastern Nebraska, we haven't started hurting the yield yet.
Well, what do the charts tell us for this time of year? You know, are we hitting some of the seasonal lows, or is basis now the right time to be locking in basis? You know, historically, what has been a good strategy this time of year?
Well, historically, a good strategy has been to lock in the futures and leave the basis open, and I guess I would look at that as still a workable strategy. We've got the corn market, you know, bumping real close to the all-time highs, and the basis is a little weak for new crop, but the cash basis is running here in Cass County 40 to 43 under July, so that basis isn't too bad. Generally don't like to lock in the basis on new crop this time of year because of the buyers take a little protection, I guess, and this year more than normal amount simply because of the extremely high price level and the variability in the basis.
Now, you were telling me before we went on the air here, some grain buying agencies have changed which Chicago contract they're basing their cash bid on, huh?
Our local elevator here, Midwest Co-op in Cassoto and Lancaster County, is basing their bid off of November futures now, and a little bit of a shock to me when I saw that, because the first thing I did is look at the basis, and wow, the basis has gone from wherever it was to 40 under, and then I looked again, and well, that's 40 under the November, which makes it again about $1.05 or $1.10 under the July. So really the net effect is the same. I haven't checked, but I'm going to give them a call here shortly and find out why they made that change.
But like you said, kind of right now where the markets are sitting, the net effect on the cash bid really hasn't been impacted, huh?
It hasn't. No, it's been a lot more important on what the futures do. We just haven't seen that basis narrow up an awfully lot on the beans. Some, you know, in the last two or three months, but not anything like what we'd like to see. The other side of that is the basis on corn is still being calculated off of the July futures, and the basis has improved there. Right here in my area, it's running around 40 under. And I'm sure in some places where they're close to a feedlot or close to an ethanol plant, it's quite a bit better than that.
Right. That's going to wrap things up for this week. Anything that we need to keep in the back of our heads, you know, for the next week, 10 days, couple of weeks?
Keep an eye on that planting progress. If we get another week of rain and don't get very much corn planted, it really is going to start to be a factor. Right now, I'm not all that concerned about it, but certainly everybody's going to be watching it, and if we don't finish getting the corn in the ground, why, that then it will be a factor. And you know, right here in Cass County, we're in pretty good shape. I finished planting corn a week ago Wednesday, and I'd say most people are probably 75% to 90% finished here.
If producers would like to get more information from you, a couple of ways to do that.
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com, my website.
Thank you very much there, Roy. We'll talk to you next week.
I'll be here.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we get an update on items influencing the markets here on KTIC. Chad Moyer reporting.